I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. You might think it was the U.S., but Brazil was the last country in the Americas to abolish slavery in 1888. And despite the huge contribution of African culture to Brazil, the facts about how black people got there are kind of paved over. Literally. Over the past few years, archaeologists have been sifting through the remains of one of the world's largest slave ports, the Valongo Wharf in downtown Rio de Janeiro. It was uncovered in 2011 during an urban redevelopment project the country hopes to showcase at next summer's Olympics. Afro-Brazilian groups are now pushing for the area to be memorialized. And they turn to a young American landscape architect, Sarah Zodi, a designer who's currently working in Seattle. Along the way, Sarah's become something of an expert on Afro-Brazilian history.
The name Valongo has always had significance and been central to Afro-Brazilian oral history. And so it's always been present in songs and in ritual. And the neighborhood has that presence too, a sort of centrality within Afro-Brazilian tradition. But nobody knew how well preserved the ruins were. I mean, they're not even ruins is almost not the right word. They're not ruined. They're there.
Describe it for us.
So basically what you see is the stone jetty over the water where the slave ships actually docked onto. And so this represents the point at which the Africans moved from the ships to the land. So what you find there under the street is the actual stone jetty structure that was built over the water. Now, there have been a number of landfill operations, so now this site is not over the water, it's in the middle of the city. But it is an important point in the voyage, you know, in the transatlantic slave trade. It's the actual point where the feet of the Africans stepped into the New World.
And what else is there?
So the whole neighborhood is basically an archaeological site. So you have an open burial ground just down the road. You have the actual warehouses where these Africans were kept for 2 to 3 weeks for fattening.
Wow.
You also have little plazas in the neighborhood, which have no marker today, but historically they served as the place for the buying and selling and reselling of Africans. And so the whole neighborhood and its infrastructure was built around this industry. Today it functions as a neighborhood. And so, you know, my project as an architect was really about how do we talk about this city and this neighborhood and its form in relationship to that history.
And what are your plans for Valongo Wharf? I know you're designing a memorial or a way to preserve this kind of awful chapter of Brazilian history. What are your ideas for it?
The word memorial and its associated forms are really tied closely to the notion of an event, you know, a war, a hero, a tragedy, something outside of the norm. And, you know, the transatlantic slave trade was not an event. It was 400 years of the way the world operated. Its effects, you know, are still present today. And so it's not something that we can preserve as a moment in time. And so translating that into a form became, you know, not having a wall with names on it or anything, a discrete form, but rather it became an entire sort of toolkit for the neighborhood and all the plazas, including the Valongo Wharf itself, the burial ground, and tying together elements to bring the whole neighborhood together. And those elements were really three things. One, a white ribbon form. Afro-Brazilian belief, which comes from largely from West Africa, they believe that when you mark something with a white fabric, it represents where the ancestors gather. And they usually use that around Afro-Brazilian plant species that have a lot of spirit, a lot of energy, a lot of axé is what it's called. And so the second element is the plants that the Afro-Brazilians brought from Africa, trees and plants that offer shade, but also serve as a marker tying these sites to their history. The third piece, it's about the red latticillic tropical soils that bring together with Southwest Africa and Rio de Janeiro. So the third element is a red clay brick paver. Again, that sort of pieces together the disparate parts of this history in the neighborhood, allowing the resident or the visitor to understand the extent of the industry in the neighborhood.
You are the daughter of immigrants from Ethiopia. Did that play any role in terms of how are you perceived or your own interest in it?
Sure. In terms of my interest, I think growing up, in a family of Ethiopian immigrants, I think they always reminded me of the sort of long-term history of our people. They always remind me of this sort of glorious past and glorious future. And so it's sort of in that way that I've always approached architecture and working with different people. So I think in that way, it's been fundamental that everyone has sort of a glorious potential, or, I think it's sort of in this more subtle meta way that being an Ethiopian, second generation Ethiopian, has been influential.
Sarah Zodi is owning it. She's the landscape architect behind a proposed new memorial to what was the world's largest slave port in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Thank you so much.